Hello, West Liberty. It's Eden here with Katie Wright on Students with Stories to talk about her favorite hobbies and also get an insider on her new research project. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. So, hey, Katie, what are some things you enjoy doing on your off time?
So my favorite thing that I like to do whenever I'm like not at class or anything is I'm on the dance team, so I love going to dance practice. And I love just, like, spending time in the studio with all the girls on the team.
Okay, so I hear you say you dance. So you're on the dance team at West Liberty?
Yep.
Okay, so how is it? Do you like it?
I really like it. All of the girls on the team are super sweet. I immediately felt welcomed as soon as I showed up to my first practice. And we have a lot of fun, like, trying to choreograph new dances. Everyone gets a say in, like, choreography, so, like, we can all give our own ideas. And, yeah, it's just a really fun time, and I really like all the girls on the team.
Okay, so do you guys do, like, any other events? If so, like, what are a few? And, like, what do you guys participate in?
So we just danced at the past football game. It was actually my first time dancing at one of the games, and it was so much fun. We do, like, a little pregame performance with the band's pregame show, and then we'll do, like, sideline dances with the cheerleaders. And then I'm super excited because then during basketball season, we will have halftime performances as well. So that'll be super fun.
Yeah, that seems like fun. So since I see you like dance, what's like your favorite type of dance and why do you like it?
I would say that my favorite is definitely tap, even though we don't do that like on the dance team here. It has just always been my favorite ever since I was little. It's just kind of like something that I was good at. It was kind of always my thing. And you can kind of like do a bunch of different things with it. Like you can take different approaches to it with like styles. And it's just really cool to kind of work like rhythmically with like the different types of moves that you can do.
Definitely. Tap is definitely a unique style of dance. So, guys, we're about to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Kate's new research project. So, guys, stay tuned.
At WGLZ Radio, we're more than just voices. We're the ones bringing every passionate moment to life. From the roar of the crowd to the snap of the perfect shot, we're where football meets photography. Be passionately vocal. Be in focus. WGLZ Radio, where the game speaks loud and every moment is captured in high definition.
Hey guys, it's Eden, back with Students with Stories, still here with Katie Wright, now getting into her new research project. So Kate, what is your research project about?
So basically it's about how there are certain species of plants, specifically in the daisy family, that have been found to have anti-cancer properties, and we're kind of doing some research into how that's going to work.
Okay, so what type of procedures will you guys be doing?
So basically what we're going to do is we're going to culture leukemia cells and put them into a tray that has a bunch of different sections, and in those trays we're also going to put in a dye that is originally red, and then once the cells in it are dead, it will change to blue. And then we're going to put in different extracts from the different plants that we're testing, and we'll see if the color of the dye changes, and if it changes, then we know that those specific plants are effective against cancer, and it killed the leukemia cells.
Okay, so I don't expect you to be working alone. Who's helping you during this process?
So I'm doing this research with Dr. Horzempa. And there are a couple of friends of mine who have also told me that they're interested in maybe getting involved on it. So they're also going to talk to him and see if we can get some more people involved in this project.
That's cool. So what made you want to do this project? Was it introduced to you or what?
So I knew that I wanted to do research here. Like, that was one of the main reasons that I wanted to come to West Lib, because they have so many opportunities for undergraduate research. We're at a bigger school, like, you're not going to get those kinds of opportunities, especially with me being a freshman. Like, at a bigger school, you're not going to get an opportunity to do research until your junior year. So I already knew that I wanted to do research. So when Dr. Horzempa talked to my College 101 class, he said If anyone had any interest in any research, they could email him. So sent him an email, set up a meeting with him, and in our meeting he was telling me like some options of projects we could do. And when he mentioned that a student had done this project back in 2018, that no one had been doing it since she graduated, I was like, wow, that sounds really cool. Like, it just sounded like a really cool project to get involved in. So I told him that that was the one that I was interested in doing, and he said that we could get it set up.
So I see you're interested in research. What are other future projects you have interest in doing?
So we could kind of branch off of this one that we're already doing. We could branch off with the different types of plants. We could test other types. Like, I know that there's a possibility that this could also work with dandelions, and artichokes as well have anti-cancer properties. So we could branch off and research the different, like, other types of plants as well. Or we could take the ones that we have found to be most effective and test them against different types of cancer other than leukemia. Like, we could test it against lung cancer or brain cancer and see if it is effective against those as well.
Wow, finding the cure to cancer at West Live with Katie. Man, that's amazing. Well, guys, that's it for today. We just finished talking to Katie Wright about her favorite hobbies and her new research project. So thank you for listening to Students with Stories. It's your host, Eden, and we'll see you later.